As his secretary for nearly a decade and a half, Vladimir Hanzel was extremely close to the late Václav Havel. In this, the second half of a two-part interview, Mr. Hanzel describes how the former dissident adjusted to life as president and how he was changed by four terms at Prague Castle. He also discusses Havel's relationship to music and an audacious plan to get the remaining Beatles to reform in the Czech capital.
He was something like a freelance writer. He wrote theatre plays, and he has no job with only short time in a brewery in Trutnov, but he was not this from a 9-to-5 job. He was not used to it. So now he had to wake up early in the morning every day to do this 9-to-5 job, but it was not 9-to-5. It was 9-to-9 or 9-to-10 or more, and it was even Sundays and Saturdays. But I think that he was a very responsible person, and he wanted, it was some kind of perfectionist, and wanted to do it 100%. He wanted to be president in the beginning, only for half a year, and then that after free elections, there would be free voted parliament and a new president, and he will continue to do with the theater. But it changed, and he started to do everything and which has to be changed. Everything has to be changed. Even the gardens in Prague Castle, all gardens were closed and with bad condition, and he started to recultivate it and open to the public, and foreign policy. When there was first work day after he was elected, he was on his first visit abroad in Germany, in East and West Germany, and very quickly he was in USA in February.
That was the famous trip with the very big entourage. Everybody from Prague went to Washington.
Not everybody, but a full plane of them. And quickly after it, it was in USSR and in Israel in April 1990 in Israel. Now it's 25 anniversary of it. He was the first head of state of post-communist country who visited Israel. We were first country, Czechoslovakia, of this former Soviet bloc, who started diplomatic ties. It was broke after Six-Day War. It started new relations to Israel, which continues to till now.
So basically what you're saying is that Havel planned to be president for 6 months, but then realized that he only had time to just get started and he needed more time to achieve anything.
Yes, but he believed in the beginning. People sometimes said that he lied because he knew in the beginning that he will be president for 13 years. Nothing like that. He really was prepared to be only in a short time. He looked forward to do his plays in theaters in Czechoslovakia because he was banned. His plays were not possible to be played here. And now he was very eager to do it and to collaborate in it. But it was in the beginning, and later he started so many things in foreign policy, domestic policy and so on. And I think he felt that it's, all of it is unfinished.
I wanted to ask you about Václav Havel and music. He's known as being a big music fan and liking the Rolling Stones and so on. But how much of a music fan was he? Was he knowledgeable about music? Did he know a lot about music?
I don't think so. I don't think so that he was not like me to study books about it. He liked to listen to this to the music, but he has very wide repertoire because he listened not only to rock and roll and jazz and this modern music, but he liked classical music as well. For instance, his favorite thing was Carmina Burana by Karl Orff. Even he liked opera.
He famously also met many leading musicians, the Rolling Stones again, Frank Zappa, Lou Reed. Do you think any of those meetings were particularly important to him or meant a lot to him?
Maybe when it's in the beginning, when it starts, because the first musician here was Frank Zappa. He was here in the end of January, so very quickly, and Frank Zappa was some symbol here. In that time was U.S. Ambassador Shirley Temple Black. They told her that Frank Zappa would be here and to do some reception for him in U.S. Embassy. And she answered, "Who is Zappa?" But we knew who was Zappa. For us, it was a very great thing, and for Havel as well. And second was Lou Reed, and third, a very important visit were Rolling Stones, with a big concert in Strahov Stadium. It was the biggest audience in this tour of Rolling Stones.
I was reading some interviews with you before this interview, and I was fascinated to discover that Havel also had this idea of inviting the three surviving Beatles to Prague. What was the idea?
His idea was to invite them to Prague, and he wanted to organize something like concert with him. And we explained him that it's impossible because they had offer of $1 billion of dollars for one concert, when instead of Lennon would be his Lennon's son
Julian,
and so on. He refused it, so it's impossible to do it. But his idea to invite them like tourists, that he would show them Prague and Prague Castle, and maybe they heard about Velvet Revolution. He offered to be their guide here, and his idea when they are here, that some friends would be in some theater or small concert hall and invite them to this occasion. And that happened that there would be some guitar,
yes, and a drum
in the
kit.
Corner, and said, "Try it, please." Yes, and but it was rather very naive plan. But really, he wrote letters, and we sent letters to Paul, George, and Ringo, and to Yoko Ono as well. First answer came, I think, from Ringo. "Thank you for your letter. It's interesting, but I have full schedule." Yes, and "Best greetings, Ringo Starr," and so on. And then the second was from Paul McCartney, that he was pleased very with this occasion, and that he didn't know what other things, but he would be very happy to be here with other of them. And there was no answer from George Harrison, but later we realized that he was terribly ill in that time, and he shortly after he died with cancer.
Over the 13 years as president, did Havel often get frustrated with the job?
Yes, very often. Very often he was frustrated, but I think it's a part of this job.
Did you two ever have conflicts, or often have conflicts, you and Havel?
Not often, but sometimes, yes.
And what would typically make him angry?
Sometimes very small things, that a shirt didn't suit him, yes, and so on. And that when there was some summit, maybe NATO summit or something like that, that there was very bad furniture, like from communist time, this kind of things. I said he was very perfectionist, so he wanted to have everything very right, very, very perfect.
How did the presidency change Havel? He had four terms in total. He was at the castle for 13 years. How did he change in that period?
He changed him because it was completely another kind of job which he did before. He visited nearly every country in the world, but every continent, yes, but in many, many countries. And before, for 20 years, he has had no passport and was not able to travel anywhere. And now he was everywhere in the world. And he himself pushed some changes in domestic policy, So it must change him, because it was completely another thing that to be theater writer and leader of dissident movement. And now he was this first man in the state. He was very famous in the world, and everybody was waiting for him that he will say something very clever. Yes, it was very hard to fulfill this expectation.
You were close to Havel for a very long time. Today, do you often think about him? Do you miss him a lot?
Yes, yes. Very often I think what would be he say on something, and sometimes when I listen to interesting music, it happened to me, I said, it's very interesting, I must play to Václav Havel, and then I realized there is no possibility to play it to him.